Hi there, listeners. We're back at this real estate discussion thing again. Thank you for tuning into the Real Estate Tea, your top source for real estate industry information, news, and fun facts. I am your host, Kenya. As always, it's my pleasure to spend some time with you all. So what will we discuss today? Well, there are some questions people think to ask when purchasing a home, but then there are some questions that completely go under the radar. Buying a home is not all about the price point and appraisal value. Although these are very important considerations and are usually at the top of everyone's mind. But once you're all settled in your new home, there are other questions that become the really important questions. So what are they? We will dive right into them right after this break. So there are many questions to ask when buying a home. And once you get into the house, like I said before, the really overlooked questions become the important questions. So here are some questions that you might want to take into consideration. What is your style when looking for a home? Do you like a modern home, contemporary, a ranch, townhome, brownstone, a condo? Do you want to live in the city or a more open space, country type setting? Do you like cul-de-sacs, or is it something that you want to steer clear of? Do you like a lot of neighbors, or do you prefer a more solitude type atmosphere? Even if you do like neighbors, do you want neighbors on both sides of your home? Or are you more of a, I want a corner home so that I only have to deal with one neighbor? Looking for a home can be overwhelming, and all of these questions are important and help you narrow the search for your perfect home. Believe it or not, having the perfect house in the wrong location still does not make it the perfect house. It just doesn't. And living in a home that's close to your job but doesn't have the style aesthetic that you desire doesn't make it a perfect home either. You have to include all the pieces of the puzzle to get the home that is the perfect fit for you and your family. Is the home a modular? Is it on a slab foundation? Is the exterior of the home brick, wood, or vinyl siding? I personally like brick homes because it's less maintenance. Yes, every home has to be maintained, but not like a home with wood exterior. Those homes require the most upkeep and can be quite exhausting to me. Do you mind painting the wood exterior more frequently than not? I know these questions may seem crazy to you, but they aren't crazy at all. And once you move into your home, a lot of these questions will come right back to your brain. There are even more questions to consider when buying a home. How big of a yard are you willing to maintain? 1 acre sounds great until you have to try to cut the grass. So it's definitely something to think about. Are you willing to pay a landscaper to come and attend to the yard as needed? Or do you despise yard work and a townhome or brownstone is more your speed? Do you like a lot of trees? Oh, you like how beautiful they are, but do you like raking the leaves in the fall? Or the mosquitoes that it produces in the summer? This goes back to hiring a landscaper and a yard person. Do you love it enough to hire someone to tackle the job for you? Like I say, from time to time, different strokes for different folks. When it's raining, do you go back to the house to see if the area will flood? Do you drive by the house at night to see the activity of the neighborhood? These are also very important questions that you need to consider, because you can go visit a home in the daytime when it's sunny outside and everything is fine. And then you move in, the week you move in, there's this huge storm and the backyard is flooded. Or you can go visit a home and the neighborhood is very quiet. And then at night, the neighborhood turns into a different neighborhood. So these are all questions that you really need to take into consideration. For the exterior of the home, do you fancy a one-story or a two-story home? Remember, the larger the house, the greater the utility bill. Also, people don't think of what would happen if something happened to them and they aren't able to walk up the stairs anymore of their second story home, or they're not able to afford to build a wheelchair ramp inside their home? So these are just some questions to ponder. Are you considering obtaining a home warranty? You probably should. It will save you some headache in the long run. Do you like carpet, tile, or hardwoods? How often are you willing to shampoo and steam clean your carpets? They don't look like fluffy fur forever. And speaking of fur, do you plan to have a pet? Keeping the flooring clean would be a big deal with a pet. A home is a lot of responsibility, and you want to get as many factors in your favor as possible. Don't think that you will make something work, because it probably won't work and will end up irritating you in the long run. So do your homework, pay attention to these questions, and check off what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that there is a ranch in Texas that is bigger than the state of Rhode Island? Whoa! King Ranch is the largest ranch in the U.S. state of Texas, as well as the United States. At some 825,000 acres, it is larger than the state of Rhode Island. The ranch is located in South Texas between Corpus Christi and Brownsville, adjacent to Kingsville. It was founded in 1853 by Captain Richard King and Gideon K. Lewis. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Real Estate Tea, your top source for real estate industry information, news, and fun facts. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already done so, and make sure to tell everyone about The Real Estate Tea. Sharing is caring. If there is a question that you want to gain more clarity on, submit it to KenyaSellsRealEstate@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to help you gain some clarity. Again, I am your host, Kenya. It's been a blast. Have a great day.